Cambridge 105 Radio. It's just gone at 5:30. I've got my lovely guests in the studio. Pete Vasey, good afternoon, Pete.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And Simon Bergen, nice to meet you, Simon.
Good evening.
And you're here to talk about how do you describe the Santa Run, the Adam Brooks Run? What's the official title?
It's rather ill thought out name. It is the Cambridge Bikers Christmas Toy Run, which we now feel is a little bit too long, but pretty much says what it does, yeah.
Yeah, and it's traditional. This is the fifth year?
Fifth year, yeah. Growing each year.
Is it?
Oh, yes. We started out, I think, with the first year about 130 bikes. Last year saw 387 or so.
My goodness, that is growing. And are all these bikers from the area?
No, the vast majority are from this area. We've got people who have said they're coming down from Wrexham, from Kent, from... I can't remember where the other places were, but it is quite a big geographical spread.
And they're all coming to do this. Describe it to us, for people who haven't seen this. If you're walking through Cambridge or passing a road, this is taking place on Saturday, what will they see?
So if they're driving, they might see a little bit of a blockage on the road in front. But we set out from the Pergola, which is on the Barton Road. And we are one long procession of motorcycles, which I think topped about 3.5 miles last year. And we have Father Christmases, we have Christmas puddings, we have elves, we have Woody and various other people dressed up. And we just... proceed all the way into Downing Street, where we regroup, and then we head off to Adam Brooks to just take some presents to the children.
3.5 miles of bikers in fancy dresses. It's not every day you see that, is it?
No.
Are other drivers patient? Are they understanding?
I haven't had anybody display their disapproval yet. Most people we come across are waving or filming, or obviously while they're stationary they're filming.
Well let's ask Simon, because actually that's your involvement with this, is to help make it run smoothly, certainly as far as the roads are concerned.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as a police motorcyclist, and Pete and I are both active in the motorcycle safety world within Cambridgeshire, Pete came to me 5 years ago and said, we don't have a Christmas toy run for bikers in Cambridge, what do you think? And I thought, great idea, let's do it. You came up with a route, didn't you? We started with Anglesey Abbey, didn't we?
Yep.
For the first year, but that was a bit more complicated. It took a little bit longer, didn't it? And that was with a much smaller number of bikes. And then the second year, we moved venue out to the A603, to the Pergola. And I think from then on in, really, it's just grown and grown and grown with the popularity that it draws for people. From a policing perspective, really, it's to try and facilitate just safe passage for everybody, you know, to try and keep the public on side, to get the convoy through safely and as briskly as we can. But with that number, it's going to take time. But our job really is just to get them through and get them safely to Adam Brooks to deliver the toys and the presents, which is what it's all about, really.
It sounds a good natured thing. I mean, it's a very happy, positive experience.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, even people who aren't part of the biking community... stop along the side of the road. Some people actually, you know, come out from their houses in the morning and you know, cheer you as you go through. And yeah, it's great. It's a great atmosphere.
And you're carrying presents. Where are these presents from?
So the only thing that we really insist on is that the bikes and the riders are road legal, and that every person who turns up, whether they're a pillion or whether they're a rider, brings a toy. So we give them some guidelines that the staff at Adam Brooks, you know, provide us as to what they need for, you know, for that year, and we go off and do, and people use their own imagination, or they, you know, do collections at work as well. So it's quite a large number of toys that end up turning up.
And when you get to Adam Brooks, so when you get to the final stretch of your journey, what happens then? Because I'm assuming all 300 of you don't go into the... Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, we do.
You do?
Yeah, I think the actual headcount was somewhere in the region of about 550 people last year. And we do. We just descend on the concourse in the middle. The Cambridge Wind Band is there. We've got a magician lined up. We've got Spider-Man's coming now, which is good to know.
Oh, good.
There's a queue of Father Christmases and bikers right the way through the centre of Adam Brooks, and we get through it as swiftly as we can without, you know, making it a case of, yeah, thanks for your toy, get out of the way now, please. But people hang around, we have coffee, as you know.
You go into the wards, do you?
a small number go into the wards if the wards are open, but you can't send 500 people up to the wards. That might be a bit problematic. But yeah, some people do go up, but generally most people will stay around the concourse area, and some of the children who are well enough will come down and join in the fun.
And these are presents for children who are in hospital at Christmas who can't go home?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it goes much wider than that. If you can imagine the sort of 6 foot tall goods cages that you get in supermarkets, we filled 15 of those last year, which is well beyond what, you know, the amount of children that are in hospital. So we replenish some of the waiting areas. The gifts also go to children throughout the year, so if they're going through a particularly rubbish time, feeling particularly miserable, they might just get a gift just to cheer them up, or siblings who are stuck, you know, with their parents whilst, you know, a brother or sister's in hospital would also just get a gift just to you know, break the cycle of what's going on, really.
And this is, I mean, you're part of the Simon biking community as well, Simon, sorry, I get my Simons and bikes mixed up. And this is a great thing for the kids in the hospital. Is this something also about showing a nicer side to bikers, a kinder side? You know, sometimes bikers have a bit of a rough image with the public.
Yeah, they can do. I think it's something that's important, because we do a couple of different things in the year. I mean, we also promote the Ride to Work Day, which is a motorcycle gathering that we do again on the A603 and bring the bikes through town in the middle of the summer, just to try and promote motorcycling as an alternative means of transport. It's very efficient. It is actually a very sociable thing to do. You know, you see a motorcyclist broke down at the roadside, there won't be another motorcycle that will go past them. You know, they'll always stop and lend a hand or do something for them. You know, as a group of people, we try and stick together and help each other. And we are actually a friendly bunch. You know, we're not leather-clad, gun-slinging heroes, are we? We're quite a decent bunch of people. You know, a lot of people are very, you know, very professional people in all sorts of walks of life that we draw into this kind of event. And it's a fantastic spectacle, really. I mean, even the police bikes get some tinsel on them and bits and pieces. We can't get too mad. But of course, the kids love that as well, because when we get there, we park the bikes actually right outside the concourse. So those that are well enough can come and have a jump on a police motorbike, flick the blue lights on and muck about generally, can't they? Try some hats.
Well, not just the kids, I imagine.
Grown-ups as well. Yeah, we did have some rather large elves on them last year, I must admit. But we do get all sorts. But it's just a great special. Like because of the sheer volume of presents now and things, we're actually making a bigger difference throughout the year. It's not just, you know, yes, of course it's for Christmas, that's the focus, but it's nice that we have the volume now that we are actually able to make a difference throughout the hospital and continue the good work and just support them through the year, because, you know, for some people it's not a nice place to be.
And for you, it must be great, because you started this, what, 4 or 5 years ago with an idea, Pete, and now it's, you know, over 300 people involved. How wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think it's fair to say, and my wife will probably back me up, that the first year I was expecting to turn up and find about 15 mates and probably, you know, about a third as many coppers again. So, you know, it to get that sort of turnout, and I think because we've not gone with anything other than you need to just have a vehicle, it has opened it up to so many people. And we have trikes, we have bikes, we have Morgans, we have scooters, we have pretty much every kind of, you know, two or three wheeled vehicle that you can possibly imagine. And yeah, the atmosphere is great, and yeah, hopefully it will grow and grow. I'm not sure how Simon feels about
that. Not too
much
bigger.
Well, Simon, yes, I mean, you're here, you've got your police badge on, but you're telling me your job title is Forensic Collision Investigator.
Yes.
Look, you've got to tell me what that is.
It's basically, I'm responsible for, there's a small team of us that work at police headquarters, and we're responsible for the reconstruction and investigation of fatal or life-changing injury collisions. So it's the nasty stuff that people don't like to see or talk about. That's my main role. That's my day job, if you like. And motorcycling is tacked on side of that. So the guys that are turning out with us on Sunday, most of us, it's our day off. So we're coming in. Our bosses are very kind to let us use the bikes for that and do the toy run to support them, because it's good PR for the force at the end of the day. You know, and at the end of the day, an event of this size with the number we now have, without our support, it could potentially cause a bit of chaos if we're not there to try and facilitate things and move things through as briskly and safely as we can. So it's another side to policing. It's a nicer side to policing that we don't get to do all the time, because we're dealing with the other things.
I think it's also for the public, when they see the police there, they know, you know, this is proper and official.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. It you know, it just gives it that little bit of credibility, I think, and that they are being looked after, they are being sort of shepherded And well looked after. But to be fair, the riders, I give them a briefing before we set off. We have a little chat and with a loud hailer, don't we, and try and shout as loud as I can because the crowd's a bit bigger now. It's about having some safe fun, doing the right thing, and supporting an event for us. It's great. You know, it just, like you say, it does keep getting bigger. How much bigger? Who knows? But
because we're growing and growing.
Oh yeah.
Can I ask if anyone hears this and would like to get involved? Is it too late for them now to join in?
No, there's no registration process.
Okay, so they don't have to register, but they just turn up on the...
Yeah, I mean, the best way to find out what's going on is to go onto the Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/CamToyRun. And, you know, I think it's only fair to say that the weather's not looking fantastically favourable at the moment. So, you know, we do need to keep people up to date with what's going on that. So the best way would be not just to turn up blindly, but at least just to keep an eye on what's going on.
And if that's it, if bikers, what if people want to donate presents and things like that?
Well, there's four places who have opened up their doors to collect gifts. You can put me on the spot and find out.
I'm sorry. Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, so the Facebook page's got everything.
Facebook page's got everything.
We've got Asgard Fitness in Newmarket. We've got Almost Angels in Ely. We've got Townsend Light Blue Cycles in Cambridge. And...
So the Facebook page, if they look for Adam Brooks Santa Run,
So it's Cam Toy Run.
Okay, lovely.
Isle of Ely Vets, that was it.
Yeah, you got it.
Sunday morning, nice and prompt, because we like to be away by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's the important thing, because the other thing is that shops generally don't open till 11, so we try and get them through and gone before the shoppers come and do their bit. So Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, wheels turn.
There's no better way to spend a Sunday morning than doing that, is there, surely?
Absolutely.
Well, good luck, gentlemen. Pete, nice to talk to you. You too, Simon. And, the weather. But you will persist, won't you?
We'll do it.
We'll definitely do it.
But, yeah, if the snow does arrive, we might have a rethink.
Well, good luck.